FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Curry Graves, along with Dave Keller, here at halftime at Unitego Central School on a night that's just been packed with activity. There was a soccer game going on right after school, and there was a big crowd here for that. That was against Edmiston, and I believe that the Spartans beat Edmiston in that contest. Then, just about the time that ended, everybody came out and started getting warmed up for football. And this football game is a 14-0 contest, Unitego trailing to the Sydney Warriors at halftime. This halftime report being brought to you by the fine folks at Marabito Energy Products, the area's full-service energy provider. Marabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program that's designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. Call the folks at Marabito Energy Products. They're right here in Sydney, 563-HEAT. That phone number again, 607-563-HEAT. Giving you a quick recap, we had a scoreless first quarter of the ball game, and it's sort of good that we did. The field clock was faulty. It was not running. It showed 12 minutes on the clock the whole time, and as a result, the time officially was being kept on the field. Well, during that time, no score. However, about midway through period number two, Nate McDonald took the opportunity to pass. He went to Austin McCarroll, 20-some yards, as he hit McCarroll down in the corner on the right side, and it was a 6-0 contest. Then McDonald came right back, this time passing to John Wingate. The PAT pass was good, and it was an 8-0 ball game. A few moments later, a couple minutes later, at about 36 seconds remaining in the half, a 37-yard pass interception run back by the very same Nate McDonald made it a 14-0 contest. This time, the point after attempt was no good, and we had ourselves a 14-0 contest, the very score that we have right now. So there, Coach Keller, you have been looking at some of the numbers and seeing who's good, who's been naughty, who's been nice, and what have you got for us?
Well, it's a tale of two teams here. Looking at grinding it out on the ground, you got to give the advantage right here to Unitego. They're picking up more yards. Tanner Carley's got 28 yards on 6 carries. Kamenda has 1 carry, 12 yards. Jake Jones, 8 yards on 4 carries. 32 yards for Butler on 6 carries. And then Shelton got hammered for a minus 10. It was on a bad snap, but unfortunately that goes against him, you know. So Sydney, on the other hand, they've had 17 carries, 17 yards in the first half. So the passing is a little more fruitful for Sydney. And Vibbers thrown 14 times, connected 5 times, got picked off once. McDonald, 1 pass, 1 completion, 1 touchdown, 20 yards to McCarroll. So passing-wise, they've got 86 yards throwing in the first half for Sydney as opposed to 17 rushing. Unitego, on the other hand, they've thrown 9 times, completed 2, for a total of minus 7 yards because one of their passes was about behind the line of scrimmage for 10.
So that is it. And what we have seen so far, so Sydney controlling the air game, the Unitego Spartans pretty much controlling the ground game, and as of right now, the air is winning. We'll be back with more Tri-Town football for you coming up here in just a moment or two. On your station for sports, WCDO.
Catskill Travel in Sydney has super fall travel deals right now. 7 nights in Cancun, all-inclusive with air for October and November. An unbelievable $649 per person. Free dining at Disney. Book your 4-night, 5-day package with theme park tickets. Select dates October through December. Or 4 nights in Vegas with air from Albany. Hotel, all taxes, and airport transfers included. Only $508 per person. Don't miss out. Catskill Travel, Main Street in downtown Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Did you know Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Riverside, Sydney, offers car and van rentals? They have compact, mid-size, and luxury vehicle rentals by the day, week, or month at very competitive rates. If you find yourself in need of a replacement vehicle, Chambers and O'Hara is here to help. Corporate rates and packages are available, and they will even bill your insurance company for you. For quality, dependable vehicle rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311. That's 563-4311.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101. AM 1490, WCDO.
Terry Graves, along with Dave Keller, here at Unitego High School. I made mention of the fact that there happened to be a soccer game going on. That was earlier this afternoon, and it was Edmiston in here taking on the Unitego Spartans. And then somebody pointed out, oh, there's a volleyball game also going on. So this place is Sports Haven tonight, as it is going to be all sorts of activity. I believe it is Harpersville taking on the Lady Spartans inside. As far as football is concerned, lots of it around the area. Oxford is playing at Bainbridge Guilford this evening. Windsor is up at Norwich. Windsor not having a great season this year. We'll be seeing them next week, I think, up here at Unitego. Let's see, who else have we got? Those are the main games for our immediate area. Whitney Point is traveling to Lansing. We've got all kinds of games going on around the area. Tomorrow, remember, we will have a number of games that will be going on at 1:30 and also some that are going on at 2:30. In one of those games that is a normal starting time tomorrow, Walton at Delhi. That'll be an interesting one. And Sherburn Earlville is playing at Unadilla Valley Edmiston. Green will be at Oneonta. That's a 2:30 contest. Deposit Hancock at Harpersville. That is a 2:30 contest. There are even a couple of games in the evening, but they're not right here in our area, so we don't need to look at them. As far as league standings, we talked about that earlier, saying that Sydney so far has not played a league game. They're 0-0 in the league, even though they're 2-1 overall. So they're in second place behind Green. Green's won 2 league games, and that's it. Unitego has dropped 1 league game, and they are back in fourth place. It's interesting because they look at points, and because of points, Shenango Forks is in last place in Division 5. You almost never see that.
No, and you mentioned Windsor's down, too. Those are two traditional powerhouses in football in this area.
Windsor, part of the frustration is now that they're playing other schools that we don't see all the time. You just aren't aware of them. They're up in Division 3 playing Norwich and Shenango Valley and Oneonta, and as a result, we don't see them all the time. They were just one of the teams that you always played for a long time. While we're at it, we should make mention of the fact that Unitego is, of course, in Division 5. If we looked at Division 7, that's Bainbridge, Guilford, Walton, Harpersville, Oxford, Deposit, Hancock, and Delhi. I just put them in the order that they're currently in. Bainbridge, Guilford playing against Oxford tomorrow. Going to be an interesting contest, or that's actually tonight's game, I guess. That is going to be a very important game in Division 7. Bainbridge-Guilford 2-0 in league play. Oxford 1-1 in league play. Harpersville 1-1 in league play. And Deposit Hancock 0-2. And we'll be seeing them tomorrow for you right here on WCDL.
Oh, I'd be interested to know how that Bainbridge-Oxford game is going. You know, Bainbridge-Guilford at home.
This is one of those things. If I had one of those cool hippy-dippy phones, but I only talk with my phone. If I had one of those hippy-dippy phones, then obviously we could dial in and...
I'm with you, Harry.
So be it. Yeah, and in fact, you know, I don't know. Not only... I'll tell you how old and how un-technologically up-to-date I am. I have two phones. A cell phone that I talk with, but do nothing else with. And then I have a phone in the house that is mounted on the wall. I haven't lost it yet between cushions anywhere.
You have to dial it, Harry.
I always know it. I don't have to dial it. I do have a dial phone, but I don't have it hooked up at the moment. I have a push button hooked up. But
my son makes fun of us at how we're like the Flintstones with technology. And during the flood, we had to go get an old phone that you just plugged into a jack.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah. We had great discussions about that because anytime we want to check a line, we've got to go find an old dial tone. You're listening to Gab at Halftime, Harry Graves and Dave Keller, here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller here on a Friday night. Both teams have come back onto the field, and it looks like everybody's about ready to go. We have ourselves a 14-0 contest. The Sydney Warriors scored twice in the second period of the game this evening, after a scoreless first half, and we have ourselves right now a 14-0 ball game. And I believe that part of your fan club is making faces at you down below. So, folks, we are just about ready to go. We have the Unitego Spartans on the football field. They're getting themselves lined up. The Sydney Warriors are still at the sidelines, everybody getting their Gatorade so that they're ready to go. As we said, a pass from Nate McDonald to Austin McCarroll, and then a Nate McDonald 37-yard interception run into the end zone. That's all the scoring we've had in this contest today. So it is going to be Tyler Butler still in there at quarterback. We've seen David Van Alstine, Tanner Carley, and Jake Jones in the backfield for the Unitego Spartans. Travis Woods, Kyle Short, Leland Slauson, Jordan Mayo, Justin Fisher, Isaiah Johnson, and Cody Smith across the line for the Unitego Spartans. If we looked at the line for the Sydney Warriors, it's been Mike Ward, Austin Dean, Trey Crawford, Zach Nagas, Colin Brandle, Bryant Gray, and Austin McCarroll. And we see an awful lot of Jared Cubby in there, too. In the backfield, Patrick Vibbard, John Wingate, Nate McDonald, Damian Zimmer, and Brandon Walters.
Well, we're looking at the numbers here. You know, I was just watching Unitigo warm up. They've got pretty good numbers as far as the number of players on their field in uniform.
I had it down here from an earlier game. I said if I looked at the Unitigo Spartans, they have about a third of the team in seniors. They have 11 seniors. They have 14 juniors on this squad, and they have 9 sophomores. So that's just about even as far as grades, and that is really good for the players coming up. I probably had the breakdown for the Sydney Warriors, but that's on a different piece of paper in some other place, and I can't tell you what that is right now. And I'm not that fast on my fingers. So now we're just about ready to go. Both teams will be coming onto the field momentarily as we see the officials out on the field. You know, I'll tell you, Mr. Cole, you come back, you bring all that football, you bring all that food that you had last time, and you didn't share a darn bit of it, you know? I know. No, absolutely, positively not. And I am hoping that our press box buddy won't turn and aim it at us and try talking at it from here either. So both teams on the field. The Unitigo Spartans are going to be kicking off to the Sydney Warriors. The ball being teed up out there right now. Dropping back is going to be number 24 for the Unitigo Spartans. That is going to be Cody Nichols, who will be kicking the ball away. He holds his hand up, gets ready to go, now approaches the football, and it is going to be a low bullet that bounces at about the 25, goes back to the 20-yard line, finally is going to be scooped up by one of the Sydney Warriors. That will be number 8, Austin McCarroll. Austin McCarroll will not get much running room at all as he gets to about the 30 and is going to be tripped up there. We will see how long that lasts before we take that and cram it down his cold throat.
I might be testing out my throwing arm here in a minute.
Noisemakers in the press box, folks. Mike Ward on the near side, splitting out. Sydney Warriors with the ball. Vibber going to go on the ground this time to number 22, Brandon Walters. Walters moves to the right, picks up a little bit of running room, gets out to about the 34-yard line, pickup of about 3 on that play.
He was upended by Connor Miller, number 45 from Unitigo, who just got down low and submarined the guy blocking him, and he got underneath that and...
And it does look like the scoreboard clock is functioning again. 11:37 showing on the clock. Period number 3. Sydney leading in this ball game, 14-0. Snap goes back to Patrick Vibbard. Vibbard off to Mike Ward. Ward still on his feet. He was grabbed down in there by Jake Jones. Jones making short work of it. Gain on that play up to, we'll say, the 41. That is going to be just enough for the first down. Now they'll spot the ball at about the 42. The Sydney Warriors moving forward. Still in their own territory at the 42.
So that ball didn't come out cleanly out of Vibbert's hands. It had a big wobble on it, but Ward made a nice catch.
Damian Zimmer off to the far side. 11 minutes even, period number 3. Vibbert wants the throw. No intended receivers anywhere near it. John Wingate was the man that they wanted to get to the ball. 2 green uniforms were right there, and that pass just fell between them. I think Vibbert taking a bit of... big sigh of relief right there.
Oh, yeah. That missed the receiver by a lot. He threw behind him by 5 to 6 yards. And like you said, there were 2 defenders in that area.
Ward to the near side. Zimmer off to the far side. Man in motion. That is going to be Austin McCarroll. McCarroll will not get back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be Carly and Jakes who ride him down. After about a 2-yard loss, he is across the 40, down to about the 39-yard line, back in Sydney territory. It will bring up a 3rd and 12.
Oh, boy. Nothing's going for Sidney in his first drive. You know, a couple of incomplete passes and then a negative yards on the the rush.
10:30 on the clock. The clock running. Period number three. Zimmer off to the far side. Vibbard rolls out to his right. Now puts it in the air. Look out. He has... Oh, it is in and out of the hands of Austin McCarroll. Excuse me, Damian Zimmer. Austin McCarroll was right down beside him, but that was in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Damian Zimmer. I think Zimmer was thinking of the sidelines too quickly on that one because he was looking to the end zone, and that ball just simply was dropped.
And that was Vibbert's nicest pass on this particular drive. That was beautiful, not a wobble. The downfield deep hit him right in the hands, and he knew that he made a mistake as soon as it hit the ground.
10:14 on the clock. Kicking situation. The ball is going to be low back to McDonald. McDonald has it grabbed on the first bounce. Does get the kick away. And it's going to be just allowed to roll deep. And it's finally going to be touched down by John Wingate down at about the 17-yard line. So a big kick for the Sidney Warriors. The man for Unitego was not going to run it back. That was going to be Tyler Butler. And Butler at first thought about it, then thought better of it, and as a result, let it roll. It is going to be inside the 20. It looks to be at about the 17-yard line. Now the snap goes back, and it's going to be into the hands of Tanner Carley, and Carley gets good running room across the 20. He may even be up about a 5-yard gain that time.
And Cody Bourne in on a stop. Cody Bourne's been playing a pretty good job. He does a nice job over there on that outside linebacker slash defensive end, whatever you want to call it.
9:39, period number three. Sidney leads by two touchdowns. Ball goes back to Tyler Butler, who immediately hands it off, and I believe that will be Tanner Carley again. And Carley picking up a couple more yards brings up a third and long two. The ball spotted down just inches low of the 25-yard line. And now one of our good old D&H trains goes rumbling by across Route 7. You can probably hear it in the background. Long count, and it will be Butler who now hands it off. We'll see who gets up off the bottom of the pack. I believe that is going to be Carley again, but it's going to be close, but not quite to first down territory. We'll say a gain of about a yard, and now they are going to measure again. So maybe it's closer than it appears to be from here as they take the chains in. Remember, tomorrow afternoon, we will be down at Harpersville. That contest, a 2:30 start instead of 1:30. And as a result, we will be on about 2:20 tomorrow afternoon. So they stretch out the chains, and I believe they are going to say, what? Now they say first down. That's what I thought as I looked across. I thought they were trying to stretch it out. And it was clearly across, but then for some reason they took another few seconds before they finally made the signal. So with 8:48, period number three, the Unitego drive continues. Butler bringing his team out of the huddle.
Unitego sustaining a nice little drive here.
This time it's going to be kept on the ground, and it will be Tanner Carley again. I hate it. I never see his number come up as quickly as I want to. Good gain on that play. He'll get about seven as he's up very close to the 35-yard line.
I can see the two, but I can never see the three.
I know. And the problem of it is, right next to him is Jake Jones. And as a result, he's got a two also. This time the ball will be pitched out. Ooh, look out. There's no doubt about it this time. Carley is still on his feet. Wow. Tanner Carley gets all the way across midfield, across the 40, across the 30. A gain in that play of 30-some-odd yards, 32 or 33 yards, and it will be down at the 29-yard line, first down for the Unitego Spartans. Spartans have been shut out in this ball game. They want to change that if they can right now.
And I was looking for a flag, you know, because it always seems to be that one calls a play like that back.
The second man through, that is going to be Jake Jones. And Jones is the man who is given the football this time. And it will be another first down for the Unitego Spartans. No, now they're going to say inches shy. So we'll call it a yard to go. Gain on that play of a long nine. The ball is across the 20-yard marker. So it's going to be 19 and, you know, three lengths of the football or something like that. Now it's going to be Tanner Carley, and Carley cleanly makes it across for the first down. Now they signal the first down, gain on that play of a couple. Now we're going to have a timeout. And I guess the timeout is going to be called by the Sydney Warriors. So we have a pause in the action, and that is going to be a Sydney timeout. Here with 7:05 showing on the clock, period number three, in a contest that is being controlled by the Sydney Warriors. 14-0 is our score. You're listening to Tri-Town Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
7:05 on the clock. The ball will be handed off to Tanner Carley. And Carley tests the left side of that line. I see people saying, we've got the football. So now the signal comes from the referee that it had popped loose indeed. And it was taken over by the Sydney Warriors. So good gain by Carley that time as he got the ball down inside, well, inside the 20, at about the 18-yard line. But he lost possession of the football, and as a result, it will be Sydney Warrior ball, first and 10 from the 18-yard line.
Yeah, just when you think Unitego's found a chink in the Sydney defensive armor, the defense of Sydney bent, but it didn't break.
6:50, clock running. The ball goes back to Vibbard. Vibbard hands it off in there to, that is going to be number 8, Austin McCarroll. McCarroll gets a little bit of running room, no particular gain on that play, and it will bring up a second, and we'll say it's still 10.
Oh, man, too many defenders were seeping through the blocking that time. McCarroll had no place to go.
Vibbard gets a new play from the sidelines. Now comes out. He will split Zimmer off to the far right side. Long count, high snap, rolling back as Vibbard. Oh, he comes to Mike Ward on the near side. Ward will be up close to first down territory. Completion.
And no flag.
That ball, as we said, is across the 25, about the 27-yard line. Now the white cap goes ahead and makes that signal. First down. And the chains are being moved right down here in front of us. And we are going to have timeout called by the Unitego Spartans. So now both teams getting into the act, trying to set the various defenses that they want. And Unitego does not want to see another Sydney drive at this point.
That's interesting. Both teams are going with what's been working for them.
Mm-hmm.
Unitego on the ground, Sydney throwing the ball.
No matter what you see, if it's working, don't change it. Now the Warriors break out of the huddle. Once again, they have Zimmer split off on the near side. That is going to send the Unitego defender, David Van Alstine, over on the far side. They're going to put the ball in the air. A whistle had blown, so it was going to be illegal procedure, I do say, against the Sydney Warriors, because that whistle came very quick before the pass was tossed.
It's interesting, I was looking at all the Sydney receivers, and they've all got the gloves on, man, the sticky gloves. I didn't notice if they were wearing them last week, and I don't even know if they would have made a difference.
This may be the warmy gloves, if you think about it. Now they put the ball back down at the 22-yard line, and it is going to be a first and, we'll call it 15. That doesn't look like 15 to me. It's more like first and 13. Vibbert rubs those hands together. Now the ball goes off his hands. He loses his footing and is down at the 5-yard line. So Patrick Vibbert couldn't get a hold of the football. He scrambled back to pick it up. He went down hard. Now he is limping off the field, all under his own power. But he went down and twisted his ankle or twisted his knee when he went down trying to get that football. He is down at the 5-yard line, 5:30 showing on the clock. Nate McDonald coming in to do the quarterbacking duties. Vibbert down here being administered to by the coaches. And it looks like it may be, believe it or not, Charlie Horse, what's the... Grant.
Looks like something in the thigh there.
Cramp in his thigh. Nate McDonald on the field. Tests the line right side. Gets no great running room at all. It is still going to be a third down, and we will call it 10, 20, about 30 yards.
On that previous play, Pat Vibbert was back in a shotgun-type formation, and the snap came, and I don't think he really looked it into his hands because it kind of sailed right past his hands. I think he was looking at the coverage. And you got to look that ball in first before you take your eyes downfield.
So Vibbert being administered to down in front of us, that they stretched his right leg way out. So it looked like they were trying to work a cramp out of that. On the play, Ward off to the near side. McDonald looks for a man, and now he is going to find John Wingate. And scampering, number 12, gets a good gain as he'll be at the 25. So it will bring up now a third and 10, maybe it's fourth and 10. Still about 10 yards to go. And now they're going to say fourth down. So a definite kicking situation. Fourth and we'll call it about 12. McDonald ready to go. He calls the signal. The snap goes way high. He grabs it down. Now gets a good kick. It bounces at the 47-yard line over in Unitego territory. Takes a sort of Unitego bounce. Gets back across the 40. And it will be down at the 39-yard line. Nobody made any great attempt to get that ball at all. Now back up and walking around is going to be Patrick Vibbert down here in front of us. 3:36 on the clock. Sydney leading in this ball game by 2 touchdowns. 14-0 is our score. Unitego with the ball at the 37-yard line. And Butler goes off to Carley. This time Carley gets no running room. In fact, if anything, he takes a ride in reverse. But he may have, if they look at his forward progress, it'll be a loss of about a yard on that play instead of the 4 or 5 that they were looking at if they had taken where he ended up.
Well, that nose tackle for Sydney, I think that's Willie Wright. Stuffing things up in the middle. Nice job.
Split off on the near side this time. Man goes in motion. That's going to be Jones. The ball will be passed in the air. Intended receiver was going to be number 9. That is Kellen Komenda. Komenda had split out to the near side, then moved across as he came downfield and then moved across from right to left. And he was the intended receiver.
It brings up third and about 12, and it's just under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Sydney leading 14-0 over Unitego.
Third and 12. The ball spotted down at about the 35, just high of the 35, and not even at the 36-yard line. The Unitego Spartans in their huddle. Now they break out of it. Sydney already lined up along the line. Sydney in white uniforms, Unitego in dark green uniforms, and a flag will be thrown. And it looks like that may be delay of game. We'll see. So it's going to be against the Unitego Spartans, and I would not be surprised if that is going to be called delay of game. Now they're going to have a timeout. So we'll have to wait and see who that is going to be called for. And we will go from there. And boy, they are not in a hurry to make any of these calls.
No.
Now the white cap finally puts his flag away. Two or three flags had been thrown on that, or maybe that's all pieces of tape that has been scattered around.
Oh, yeah. I saw a guy pulling it off his leg earlier.
There is a cleanup convention going on. Both teams in their respective huddles. Remember, tomorrow afternoon we will have a game down at Harpersville for you. That game against Deposit Hancock. Deposit and Hancock together got their roster sent up today by email. Looks to be a quite young team. We will see them for the first time tomorrow.
You know, Harry, I didn't even notice what is their mascot? What do they call themselves?
I almost called to ask. They have been the Deposit. It was Deposit Lumberjacks, and it was the Hancock Wildcats. But when they're together, I don't know if they took a neutral thing. Ooh, look out. Dropping back, it was going to be Tyler Butler, and he got creamed in the backfield. Now coming up off. I say it was he, and then I don't see him in there at all. So.
And the ball came loose, and there was a mad scramble for it, but I think they were going to call him down. So this is going to bring a punting situation here.
So the ball will be kicked away from about the 20-yard line. Danny Shelton, this time clean reception. This time he sends a high kick that gets just across midfield, bounds at about the 47-yard line. And it is going to be taken right there. One of the Unitego Spartans saw that taking a Sydney bounce and going back upfield. And they nailed it right there. So the Warriors will take over in their own territory at the 49-yard line or 48-yard line. You might just as well say they're in midfield. Well, I'll tell you, a few of the Hardy folks still have their shorts on tonight, but more people have some sort of comforter on because it is a bit chilly here in the Susquehanna Valley this evening. Nate McDonald taking the snap in the shotgun, gets across midfield and goes to the 45 before they finally bring him down. Gain on that play of about 6, possibly 7.
You were talking about how people were dressing for the weather. I remember when Coach Matthews first came up here. He'd be in the middle of October in short sleeves and shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore. He's not.
I've seen that in many, many coaches going up almost into November. Although I will tell you, I have been cold broadcasting football games in the past. But you get down there to Hancock, down in the foothills of the mountains, and boy, it gets cold on a Friday night. Ooh. Nate McDonald, bad snap that came up. He bobbled it momentarily, and right in on top of him were two or three defenders, Jordan Mayo among two or three for the Unitego Spartans. And poor Mr. McDonald finds himself back at a 49-yard line, a loss of a few on that play.
Yeah, he's a victim of circumstances tonight because his rushing stats are going south because of plays like that.
59 seconds, period number three. Sydney leading, 2-0. 14-0 is our score here at Unitego this evening. Period number three, split out to the near side. Mike Ward, also Jonathan Wingate. The ball is momentarily bobbled, finally grabbed down by one of the big guys. I don't know who is that. I had to take a guess. I'd say that was Brandon Walters. Nope.
Either him or Austin Dean. I don't know. one of them. But they said, oh, this is my big chance.
No chance at all. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation at about six for the Sydney Warriors. The ball in Unitego territory at about the 48. And it's still got to be fourth and five, fourth and six before they can finally get a first down on this one.
Unitego has one guy deep. You got to wonder if they're going to be bringing some pressure here.
Now they're taking forever to get this play off, and finally it is going to be enough disorganization on the field that Sydney will call timeout. So we have a pause. No, that's what they were doing. They were just, it was not disorganization on the field. They were just waiting for the quarter to end. So time has run out, and we have ourselves a 14-0 Sydney lead over the Unitego Spartans, and we are at the end of period number three. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So we move to the fourth and final quarter, and the ball will be put into play by the Unitego Spartans way deep in their own territory, as they will have the ball first and 10 from inside the 10-yard line. At about the 9. 14-0 is our score. Now a man goes into motion. That will be Jake Jones, but the ball will be kept on the ground. And if I ever had to give an educated guess, I would say it is going to be Tanner Carley, and he will get short yardage, gaining not much or a foot, if at all.
Yeah, that's about all they give him. It's interesting, the punter for Sydney that time, I think, was Nate McDonald, and he got the punt off, but as he did, a Unitego defender hit him. I mean, he's got to fall down and act and win an Oscar for that. He could have got a first down for their team.
Once again, Jones goes into motion, and the ball will be put down in his hand as he had a head of steam going, but he takes three Sydney linemen with him, and as a result will get no running room whatsoever. And it becomes a third, and we'll call it 9 for the Unitego Spartans at their own 10-yard line. Oh. Certainly not going the way they wanted it to go.
No, when Unitego started this half, they were moving the ball well on the ground. Sydney has stiffened up considerably.
It is going to be number 5. That is Cody Smith off on the right side, split way out. Dropping back is Butler. He still is scrambling. He's looking for an open receiver. Now he goes in and has it in and out of the hands of Damian Zimmer. Zimmer wanted to be able to intercept that. The intended receiver that time was the aforementioned Cody Smith, number 5. But Smith was able to only come back about so far, and it looked like Zimmer might be able to pick that one off. That brings up a fourth, and we'll call it 10, and a kicking situation. Let's see, is this going to be Danny Shelton again? Yes, it is. He gets it off. Ooh, it's going to be grabbed by Nate McDonald at the 30. At the Unitego 30, McDonald is still on his feet. He's finally wrestled down inside the 10-yard line. At about the 5, first and 10, Sydney Warriors deep in Unitego territory.
Nate McDonald just took charge on that play. He took the line drive punt. He was not a deep back by any means. And he rambled back about 25 yards.
10-12 showing on the clock. Fourth and final quarter. First and goal to go from, it looks to be, about the 4-yard line. The ball goes, that was snapped back, and it was not taken by Vibbard. So if I had to say, it was probably grabbed down in there by, number 24, McDonald, I do believe. Nope, number 22. That is Brandon Walters.
Oh, did they directly snap to him?
Yep. Directly to Walters. Now he comes to the near sideline. Vibbard goes back in with the signal. 9:40 showing on the clock. Fourth and final quarter. Damian Zimmer split off to the near side. The ball will be carried by Vibbard, and he's going to be very, very, very close to the goal line. He was stacked up in there by a lot of green jerseys.
That's awfully close, like you said.
9:20 showing on the clock. It looks to be about the length of the football from the goal line. Mike Ward off on the far sideline. Zimmer to the near sideline. Vibbard is ready to receive the snap. He goes in there to Walters, and Walters will be stacked up again. Big Brandon Walters took that handoff from Vibbard, tried the center of the line, but the Unitego line stiffened. Justin Fisher, Jordan Mayo, Leland Slauson,
Jake Jones
just did a number.
A lot of guys coming in off the corner there. They wrapped him up in the backfield. He had no chance.
8:28 showing on the clock. Fourth and final period of this contest. Lots of fans here for the Route 7 rivalry. And with that, we are going to be having, I haven't seen the signal that says timeout yet. Now they are going to give the signal and call for the timeout. So the Sydney Warriors call timeout. They lead in this ballgame by a 14-0 score. You're listening to Sydney Warrior Unitego Spartan Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I am here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace installation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Jerry Grant, Dave Keller back here at Unitego. The Spartan defense on the line. And with that, a man goes into motion. That's Wingate. The ball will go back to Vibbard. Vibbard is hit from the side, but they are going to say he had gotten across the end zone. So as a result, number 10, Vibbard, goes in about the length of the football that he'll need. We'll call it a 1-yard run. As Vibbard goes in, and now the score goes up to 20-0.
Well, Vibbard, man, he just got behind those big bodies and tried to follow them in, and they did a nice job of giving him that what he needed, just a 1 yard, like you said.
It was interesting to watch the Unitego defenders come in, some of them from the side that time, trying to knock him out. Man goes in motion, dropping back is going to be McDonald. McDonald now wants to pass. He does, but it's nobody there. So the pass will be NG, and our score remains 20-0. The Sydney Warriors leading the Unitego Spartans with 8 minutes remaining in this contest. You're listening to live football on a Friday night on WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application.
application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Kick by Nate McDonald will be low. Take a big Sydney bounce and go down to the 25-yard line. It will be down there immediately by the Spartans. No attempted run back at all. And Unitego will take over. First and 10 from the 25-yard line.
And Unitego's offense has got some kind of task ahead of them. There's 8 minutes and 4 seconds here in the fourth quarter. They're down by 20 points. And they've been grinding it out on the ground, but that's it. That's about it. Their longest run was 37 yards, but nothing else above 10 yards beyond that.
Jones split out to the near side, and going into motion, it will be one of the other members, Kellen Komenda, and the play will be kept by Tyler Butler, and getting no appreciable gain at all about the length of the football. We'll call it a pickup of a yard. That moves the ball inches high of the 25. And we have a second and 9 left for the Unitego Spartans.
As ineffective as the Unitego's passing game has been, they're going to have to go to that now. They've got to loosen up that Sydney defense.
Again, Jones split to the near side, and the ball will be kept on the ground again as Butler goes to a hard-charging Tanner. I am constantly going to get that one mixed up. Tanner Carley, who manages to pick up a yard. He'll get down to, we'll call it the 27-yard line. Not anywhere near what he wanted. It brings up a 3rd and 8.
Oh, boy, definite passing situation here. You see the defensive backs loosen up a little bit in the Sydney secondary.
And immediately, into and out of the hands of the intended receiver. That time, the target was going to be number 4, David Van Alstine. And Van Alstine, for the second time tonight, ends up dropping that football. And it was right in his hands, and there was nobody around him.
Yeah, he turned to look for the defender before he brought the ball in, and he didn't pull it in.
6:45 showing on the clock, and we're going to be having timeout called by the Unitego Spartans. So we've got another timeout on the field, and we'll take another timeout here. You're listening to Sports on a Friday Night on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Grant, along with Dave Keller, Friday Night Football under the lights at Unitego. And the long-predicted chill is beginning to roll in. And, you know, they said that, what is it, we're supposed to have temperatures in the 50s tomorrow and Sunday?
I thought I heard even 40s.
Well, it's arriving, folks. It's arriving. 6:45 showing on the clock. Jones moving from left to right. Now he's gotten his position and dropping back, pitching the ball back as Butler as he goes back. Whoa, I'm trying to see who got that to. Anyway, the ball is going to be carried in there by one of the Unitego Spartan backs, and he is going to get crunched. That was going to be who, number 9?
Yeah,
that
I think
Kellen
so.
Komenda again.
Yeah, he's...
Yep. Kellen Komenda, number 9, takes the pitch back from Butler, number 8. And with that, we are going to be having this looks like Mr. Cubby being helped off the field by a couple of his teammates. Apparently, he's got a Charlie horse. He's trying to shake off looks like another cramp.
We had one player go off on either sideline on that play. You could tell it's getting down to the...
So now the Sydney Warriors with the ball. Ooh, look out. John Wingate in motion from left to right. And that snap came back, and they just handed it to him, and he tried to cut the quarter and make the return. He gets probably about 6 yards on that play, and I had visions of that being another one in the scorebook.
It looked like he was going to be taken in the end zone. It sure did.
John Wingate, good run on that play for the Sydney Warriors. Second and four. The ball spotted at about the 10-yard line. Split way out to the near side is Zimmer. Ward over on the far side. The ball will be kept on the ground. Nate McDonald gets down to the five. That should be good for the first down.
Nate McDonald, good tough run. I say it. Johnson, however, though, did get in the backfield and stuck him in the leg to make the stop.
Well, they say not enough for the first down. That is going to be a third and inches. That ball just very slightly high of the 5-yard line. We'll have more football for you tomorrow afternoon. 2:30 our starting time. Deposit at Harpersville. Deposit Hancock, actually. Ooh, look out. The ball comes back to Cody Bourne, and Bourne goes blowing through there. We have markers all over the place, and I can't tell if they were beanbags or if they're going to be called the call the flag.
I don't see the yellow color out
I
there.
I didn't see them all either. And they're just they're pointing to Unitego for something, but I don't know what. The ball is now brought back. Okay, I guess they're going to say touchback. The ball will be brought back to the 20-yard line.
Well, maybe they coughed up the ball, fumbled, and Unitego recovered in the end zone?
I don't know.
I'm thinking that's what happened.
I did not see anybody give a clear indication on the field. Jones in motion. Dropping back is going to be Butler. Butler has a receiver. That is going to be number five. That is going to be Cody Smith. Smith gets up toward the midfield area as he will get across the 40, up close to the 45, before he's finally brought down.
And that's what Unitego's going to need to do with this compressed time that they have left. They got to move the ball in big chunks, and they're not doing it on the ground.
The ball at the 42-yard line, first and 10. Gain on that of about 22. Dropping back is Butler. Little pop pass intended for Jake Jones at the 40-yard line. And he was not able to catch that ball.
I'm sorry, who made the catch on the previous play?
On the previous play?
Yeah, the one that just went 22 yards for the first down?
Number five, Cody Smith.
Cody Smith, okay.
Cody Smith had that one clear and running. Now to 4:49. The clock still running. Everybody bunched up together after having men split out on previous plays. Long count. Ball kept on the ground. And again, the ground is not where success is for the Unitego Spartans. Gain on that play maybe of a yard. Carried in that in there that time by Tanner Carley.
Yeah, not much going there.
So it's going to be a loss, we'll call it, of about a yard. Third and 11 for the Unitego Spartans. Everybody's still standing around tonight. It has not been an exciting game here, and nobody has left, apparently. Jones going to be carrying it, picking up a couple yards. He will get down to about the 44-yard line. Gain of about 3 on that play. Actually, gain of 4 because they had long yardage.
But now it's 4th down and, 8 yards almost? And they have to go for it.
Tyler Butler sends a man in motion. Jones, as Butler drops back and he fires it out on the flat, the man who was intended for that time was Travis Woods. Woods couldn't turn around quickly enough to get that ball. And now Sydney, with 3.5 minutes remaining in this ball game, very much in control as the Warriors take over first and 10 in Spartan territory at the 44-yard line.
And Tyler Butler, you know, as much as he wanted to get off a clean pass, he couldn't. He had Jared Covey right in his face, dragging him down.
So it will be Patrick Vibbard and company. Vibbard ready to get the snap. Now he just follows his big man. He follows Brandon Walters. Gets not a whole lot of running room. Gains about three as he gets down to the 40-yard line before the Sydney Warriors are stopped. We'll call it a gain of four. Brings up a second and six.
That's an old signature Sydney play. The running back just puts his hand on the back of the guy he's following through the line and stays there.
Yeah. If it works, you do it. So once again, Vibbard waiting for that ball to come back. It snapped his way. He'll hand off to Nate McDonald. McDonald gets across the 35, across the 30, and he's finally brought down at about the 29-yard line. Good for another first down for the Sydney Warriors.
And that puts Nate McDonald unofficially into the positive yardage rushing because he's had a couple of bad plays that were not his fault.
We'll be right back here 1 week from tonight. The Windsor Black Knights in town. Homecoming contest at Unitego. Join us 1 week from tonight. Now, long count. The ball is going to be dropped momentarily, and gaining lots of company in the backfield is going to be Patrick Vibbard, as Vibbard picked up that ball, and that time I think wished he hadn't.
I was thinking, you want to pick this one up? No? How about you?
Three or four people all over him. Loss on that play back to about the 35. Second and 15. 1:55 clock running. Both Vibbard and McDonald in the sideline conference now coming back out onto the field for the Sydney Warriors. Mike Ward split to the far side. Damian Zimmer to the near side. Bit of a long count. It will be McCarroll going into motion, and it will be Nate McDonald with the football, and McDonald could go all the way. No, he won't. But there are going to be flags all over the place as they say he got a face mask on that one. Coming over, number 62, that is Leland Slauson and Alex Wally. They were the men who forced Nate McDonald out of bounds, and somebody said that he touched a face mask, and that is it. So now it will be first and goal to go for the Sydney Warriors. The ball marched off half the distance of the goal, and that will be at about the long one. We'll call it one and a half, maybe.
As bad of a play as that face mask was, that actually saved McDonald from going into the end zone. It saved a touchdown there.
A good run, and actually probably a good stop. 1.5 minutes remaining in this contest. Moving back is Zimmer. He comes back out to midfield. Waiting for a long count. And now it is going to be Patrick Vibbard who will just drop his knee down, and they will let... they're going to let the clock run. Yep, that will let the clock run. So Vibbard not choosing to run up the score on that one.
You know, you got to kind of sort of tip your hat to the Sydney coaching staff for that. That's a kind of a classy thing to do, but you better hope that points scored doesn't come into some kind of a tiebreaker at the end of the season.
Now all of a sudden the rest of the Sydney bench has to move back toward midfield. We're ready to go again, 35 seconds showing. And we will have, once again, Patrick Vibbard take that snap and drop to his knees. And that will allow time to run out. The Sydney Warriors come back into the huddle at the sideline because they don't need any more. And the clock runs, 15, 14, and the clock runs down. So this one will be written in the record books as a 20-0 Sydney Warrior lead as both teams go over to start congratulations. So we have a final score, 20-0. The Sydney Warriors beat the Unitego Spartans. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Sports on WCDO.
To help speed local recovery efforts, NBT Bank is now offering a special flood relief loan through October 31st, 2011. Flexible terms are available for a rate of 3% APR for both personal and business installment loans. Additional personal loan options are also available. We wish our customers and communities the best in their recovery efforts. We are here to help, so stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to cataloguoutletonline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
20-0 is the final score. The Sydney Warriors over the Unitego Spartans. After a scoreless first quarter, midway through the second period of play, a pass from Nate McDonald to Austin McCarroll made it a 6-0 ball game. McDonald to Wingate on the point after pass made it 8-0. And a little bit later, in that second period of play, a 37-yard interception run back by Nate McDonald made it 14-0 at halftime. And that's where it stayed for a long, long time. The final score coming at 8:05 in the fourth and final quarter on a one-yard plunge by Patrick Vibbard that made it 20-0, and that is right where it stayed. And it could have been more, but the Sydney Warriors opted to let the clock run out in the final moments of play. It has been another good game. This post-game show being brought to you by NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. They sponsor tonight's Offensive Player Award. Coach Dave?
Well, you know, this is good. This is tough. You're picking through all of these guys, and several players looked good. No real big standouts. Unitego grounded out on the ground, and they had Tanner Carley as the leading ground gainer of the game. But I'm going to go with, where was that? Austin McCarroll. He had two catches for 40 yards, 20 yards apiece, and one of them was a 20-yard touchdown pass. That alone was the difference in the game.
You can't complain too much about that. The post-game show being sponsored also by the fine folks at the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Tonight's dynamic defensive winner, Coach.
Okay, this is interesting. Now, I'm going to go with a Unitego player. A guy caught my eye several times, Jordan Mayo, number 63 for Unitego. He did a good job stuffing that Sydney running game, and that's why they weren't getting much success on the ground, and he was a major factor.
No argument there. And finally, the All-Purpose Award is being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Give Rose Smith a call, 603-3533. 607-563-3533. Coach?
Okay, well, as much as we'd like to spread these awards around, I'm going to have to go all-purpose with Nate McDonald for Sydney again, because he did a nice job on offense. He was picking up for the quarterbacks, you know, when Pat Zipper was off the field. He ran the ball 12 times for 40 yards, and he even intercepted a pass and ran it back for a touchdown.
So the awards are awarded, and the victor is already declared. That is the Sydney Warriors over the Unitego Spartans. Our final score, 20-0. Our next game on WCDO will be tomorrow. It will be the contest between Deposit Hancock and Harpersville, down at Harpersville, an unusual Saturday afternoon late start. The SATs are being administered, so therefore everything is starting an hour late tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 2:20, kickoff at 2:30. So in the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO from Unitego High School. Good evening, everybody.